California Representative Nancy Pelosi, who House Democrats reelected as House Speaker, says Americans expect the Democratic-led Congress to tackle the difficult challenges facing the country and to work with President Obama after he is inaugurated in January.
That change brings with it tremendous responsibility. The American people have great expectations for what this Congress can do, working with the great President-elect Barack Obama.
Pelosi said a new direction, the main theme of Democrats in the 2008 election campaign, will require bipartisanship and civility as well as fiscal responsibility. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, who also retained his position in the Democratic hierarchy, echoed the remarks.
We intend to work across the aisle and with the Senate and with the President of the United States to do what American voters wanted done, to make a change in America.
Congress has returned this week for a lame duck session during which lawmakers attempt to complete unfinished work and tackle other issues. Hoyer earlier had raised the possibility that the session might continue into December after the Thanksgiving holiday break to accommodate work on legislation to help U.S. automakers. Executives from General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler pressed members of a Senate panel on Tuesday to approve billions of dollars to help them avert potential collapse. However, Pelosi says she doesn't see much likelihood of a December session, saying Congress will either have to pass an auto company assistance bill now or wait until lawmakers return to begin a new 111th congressional session, at which time they will also be working on a new economic stimulus measure. And any new government assistance to car companies, Pelosi adds, must come with strict conditions.
We'll put up enough money to infuse the industry with the liquidity to take it to March. By March, we want to see a plan. If you want us to show you more money, you must show us your plan for how this industry will be viable.
Elsewhere in the House Democratic leadership, South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn, now arguably the most influential African-American lawmaker in Congress, retains his number three post as Democratic whip.
Now I have an expanded majority, and we are now faced with some significant challenges. This caucus will work with Barack Obama to manage some of the most significant crises our country has ever faced.
And Connecticut Representative John Larson will head the House Democratic Caucus, replacing Rahm Emanuel, the Illinois congressman and former Clinton administration aide, who will be chief of staff to Barack Obama when he takes office in January. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.